Well, this is basically, I fell in new shed because all our sheds blew down in a windstorm probably 7 or 8 years ago now. It was the same time as we'd started to find the fossil material out here, and the need to do the preparation in a field laboratory had become apparent. So I suggested that we build this shed that we're in here now, which is, it's actually quite an adequate laboratory, really.
Can you just describe for me a little bit some of the jobs that you actually do in this lab?
Okay, so what we've got here, we've actually got a femur that I'm working on at the moment, and it's one end's really beautifully preserved because it was in rock, and generally when something's in rock, it's preserved beautifully. The other end was sticking up through the black soil, so it's actually not looking so good, but we can do quite a bit with it and pull it back together so it will look reasonably okay. So basically what we do is we use air scribes, which are air compressor driven tools, and we use consolidants like glues to consolidate the bones when they become unstable, and just the general tools that everyone's familiar with in this sort of science, like your dentist probes and your brushes and all that sort of thing. So you have a whole range of different tools that you use, and every fossil is different, and even because these bones are so big, even on one bone, you'll have a whole lot of different skills that you draw on. But most people who start preparing a dinosaur bone cannot put the tool down. They really find it hard to leave the lab at the end of the day because they just love what they're doing, which to a lot of people might seem a bit weird, but yeah, it's fairly addictive.
When you first walk into the lab, it looks a little bit like a morgue because there are some dust sheets over some big bones over here. Can you just step us through what you've got here?
Okay, Julia, this is Cooper's femur, and it's an absolutely massive bone. In fact, it's Australia's largest bone, basically because it's come off Australia's largest animal, Cooper, and the femur is the largest bone in that animal's body, so it's, you know, Australia's largest bone, and it's up there in the top 10 in the world as well. So it's a huge bone. It's an interesting bone because it's got interesting features on it that, you know, include impressions from other dinosaurs walking on it and claw marks and things like that. So it's probably in the vicinity of 100 kgs or more in weight, and reasonably fragile in a way too because it's so heavy, and you know, it's some of the surface is a little bit fractured on one side, but the other side is actually beautifully preserved. So they all vary. You know, you can never just sort of assume the same thing's going to happen all over one bone. It's all going to change even on one bone.
What's this interesting bone, Robin, that you have in the box?
Okay, this is one of toe bones from a new dinosaur we're working on at the moment, and it's from Zach. And what's really special about Zach is the material that we're actually finding at his site is beautifully preserved in the terms that it's coming out as complete bones, what we've seen so far, and there's very little preparation work to be done on them. They're just like what you'd kind of expect to find sitting on top of the ground. You would not expect to see a 95 million year old bone looking like this. So it's really exciting.
You've got some shelves of things and a storeroom.
Out here, most of the box can, up, you know, on the higher shelves, and they contain fragments from a lot of the other sites. There's, you know, in the vicinity of 11 sites in total that we found, dinosaur sites. So we've worked on about two or three. So there's still a lot of work to be done. We've only actually done 6 weeks digging, and, you know, we've got a massive amount of material for that amount of work. The rest of the material is rock fragments, bone through them from Cooper's site and Zach's site. This is all work that we will do in the future. We have no idea a lot of this material. We don't even know what's in it. We've got vertebrae and rock and just other elements of fragments from surface material and things like that. And the rest of this room is really just our resources and our storeroom, which again, as you can see, it's sort of busting at the seams a bit. So we are in desperate need of more space.
And so I see when we walk out this door and into the next shed, you're starting to take over a bit more space. What have we got over here?
We have our field jacket. So I've had to, even though I wasn't even going to take up this whole shed, I've taken up this whole shed now. I'm just kicking out the machinery out of the other sheds now. And we have to store our field jackets, which are the jackets that come up from the dig in special plaster sealed jackets. And the bones are actually stored in them. And they're quite happily stored in them for quite some time. It's always exciting opening up the field jackets. It's just sort of replicating the whole dig thing, but it's in a nice environment and you can turn the air conditioning on and the music on and listen to it while you're doing it at the same time. So.
It sounds like you have just too much fun in this lab.
It is a really nice place to be. I have to say I'd like to spend more time here than I do, which I will be very soon. And it's always good when we've got a couple of apparatus in here as well, because it's always nice to have a bit of company. It's going to be many, many, many years of work ahead of us, even just with what we've got here now. We do have another preparator, Jo Pegler, at Mondla, and the foundation has set her up with her own little lab over there, little field lab, and she has a scapula from Cooper that she's working on, and that's a bone that takes hundreds of hours as well. So, and in the meantime, I'll be working on elements of Cooper and also just this little femur that we're working on at the moment, which is just one I have to finish as well. So we've kind of got like a really, really big dinosaur and then a middle-sized dinosaur with Zach, the smaller dinosaur, which we're still to think of a nickname for. So it's kind of like, as Scott Hucknall says, it's like the Russian doll effect. We've got, big, little and small happening here at the moment. So, and they appear to be all different. And, at least probably two of them could be new species or are new species. So it's an amazingly exciting science in Australia at the moment. And I have to say, the Americans are looking on with envy that, so many discoveries are being made here and we've got all this exciting material to work on. Yeah, it's very encouraging.
But in terms of the size of the job that you're taking on here, you do have some interesting mottos around the laboratory to sort of put it into perspective for you. Can you just read one of those out for me, please?
Thanks, Julia. Yeah, there are times, and it's actually a good one to reflect on, especially when you have newcomers learning preparation skills. My favourite one is one that is called Little by Little. It's when something appears overwhelming and there's no way to get it done, reduce it to smaller parts and take care of them one by one. And that's pretty much really what fossil preparation is like, especially on these big bones, where at times they can come out absolutely beautiful and you have very little work at all, and other times they're a really, really challenging bone. So that's when you look at little by little.